This is the D.A. Thompson Weekly Podcast, and today is Tuesday, August 3rd, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by Bluehead Publishing, an innovative publishing house bringing unique authors to a unique world. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said, "In character, in manner, in style, in all things, the supreme excellence is simplicity." I remember as a kid sitting at my Grandma Lentz's dining table. She would cook us a steak, potatoes, and some sort of vegetable. The first thing that I would do would be to reach for the salt and pepper, ketchup, A1, or whatever other condiment I could get my hands on. After all, more meant better, right? It used to send my grandmother through the roof. I can still remember her pulling the condiments away from me and saying, "David, you need to learn how to enjoy the steak the way it is. There's plenty of taste there for you, but you will never realize it by covering it with all that stuff. You need to stop and appreciate it for what it offers you all by itself." My grandmother, God rest her soul, was a child of the Great Depression. Her family pioneered the beautiful Mission Valley back in the Old West days of Montana while it was still a territory. Their life was like most people's during those days, difficult and often very simple. She would tell me about the times when her parents would send her into town to try and coax the mercantile owner into extending some credit so she could bring home a bag of flour. When she saw that steak on my plate, she did not see yet another meal. She saw a choice. Sitting on that 1950s dishware was not a momentary satiation, but a moment of opportunity. It was a moment to consider the tremendous amount of suffering that many are enduring. It was a moment to appreciate the good fortune of a meal. Our American society often thrives economically on making sure we know what we don't have. Innovation and marketing have their place, but let's not forget to consider the good fortune of having a common cup of coffee or enjoying a simple home-cooked meal. In these difficult times, rather than looking at what others may appear to have, let's instead decide to appreciate the simple things we may already possess. And that's my 2 cents under 2 minutes.
Like a foolhardy lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay